We are in Stafford Services for your post-match show. Neil Atkinson, John Gibbons, Paul Senior's bag of pick and mix, and there's some weight in that. Whatever you need to cheer yourself up, I suppose. Liverpool were poor, John. They were disjointed. They looked like a team who never played together before, because they were a team who never played together before. But let's be honest about this. I'd have liked more from the lads who have first-team pretensions, first-team notions, the idea they could still get 20 games between now and the end of the campaign.
Yeah, I think that's the disappointing aspect of tonight as well, of going out the FA Cup, because, you know, it's another trophy we can't win this season now. But, you know, you talked about rotation, you talked about giving other lads a go, and obviously all of us were in favour of that. You know, it's been a tough, you know, Christmas period. 8 games in December, they won them all, and then that Man City game was only on Thursday, and so we all expected rotation, but you looked at the players likely to come in and you thought, well, that's not a bad team. Not enough of them on the fringes stood up and really forced the manager's hand. So they should be disappointed, really. And I'm a little bit disappointed as well. But a bit of reflection. Look, we've come away. It's half an hour down the road. You know, you start... I've just saw Jamie Carragher tweet and said, like, you know, what we're all about, really, is this league position and, you know, going for that. And he's right. And, look, bit of perspective... Paul Senior's massive pick and mix. I'm feeling a little bit better about it now.
We'll get on to the young lads. I want to talk, though, about Camacho. Of everyone who's on the fringes tonight, he's become the one who I'm probably most excited about the idea of seeing again. I liked him in pre-season. We were lucky to be out in America and to see him, and I thought he was great there. And then, at times, I think he was Liverpool's best and boldest tonight in every sense.
Yeah, his touch is excellent, and he'll receive the ball anywhere. There was times when we were... You're trying to play it out the back, and you thought, oh, I'm not sure about this with the makeshift sort of back five, if you like. But he's confident taking it anywhere. He always wants the ball. He was giving himself an option. His delivery could have been a little bit better, but then maybe the movements and things like that could have been better too.